It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh Marathon is 3 days away. The run-up to this year's race is a stark contrast from a year ago when it was in line to be the first major marathon in the United States to be staged after the Boston Marathon attacks. Her ability to adjust in a matter of weeks to a different plan involving heightened security earned Pittsburgh Marathon director Patrice Matamoros the 2013 Dapper Dan Sportswoman of the Year Award. She joins us now in Studio A to discuss plans for this year's marathon. Patrice Matamoros, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thanks for having me.
Describe the contrast between this year and last.
Well, I think the contrast is that the intensity level closer to race week is just not as great as it was last year.
Sure.
There was so much to do last year, and there were so many questions about security, and we wanted to make sure that everybody was completely comfortable with what we were doing.
Are there less things that you need to worry about, maybe less precautionary things? Not that the marathon's going to be any less safe, but things that you might have done last year that you won't be doing this year?
For the most part, we're keeping a lot of our security plans in place because we do think it's better for the participants and the spectators, as well as our organization.
Now, of course, last year you did end up being really put on the spot at the last second to be in control of any number of precautionary things that have been added to the race. And for your ability to be so nimble, you were awarded the 2013 Dapper Dan Sportswoman of the Year Award, which is a very, very prestigious award here in this town. What did that mean to you to receive that?
Well, I was really humbled because if you look at all of the past recipients of the Dapper Dan Award, it's people like Roberto Clemente, it's Dan Marino, and going up along with people like that was absolutely humbling for me. And also they received the award for their athletic ability, and I received my award for my 30,000 people's athletic ability and the ability to just really help with the sports town in terms of bringing one more sport into this town.
So, Patrice, what is new about this year's marathon?
Well, our start line is new this year. We are further up Liberty right near the August Wilson Center, and we're able to get all of our participants on one road, which is Liberty, instead of fanning out on Stanwix. The other thing that we're doing, which is, I would say, new and improved, but not necessarily new, is the activation that we have going on in the neighborhoods is absolutely phenomenal this year. We have reached out and made over 200 contacts with local community groups so that we can create a festival 26.2 miles long. Another thing that we're doing this year is we've partnered with different charities, and our charity program is actually even more comprehensive than what it was in the past. We have over 90 charities involved with us, and over 90% of the money raised is staying local.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, there are 30,000 people running in this year's race. Is Pittsburgh's marathon beginning to rival Boston and New York as a prestigious running event?
Well, in terms of a prestigious running event, I'd say that we're top 25 in the country right now. In terms of marathons, if you keep it into perspective, Boston has roughly 30,000, 35,000 marathoners. Pittsburgh has 6,000 marathoners registered. But it's the other events that really add to the participation to bring us up to the grand total of 30,000. So it does make us one of the largest running, I would call it a festival, in the U.S.
And with that, you need lots of volunteers. Are you satisfied that you have the number needed for the marathon?
We do. We actually are really close to our goal, but we're still looking for volunteers. We need 4,000 volunteers to do this, and we could never do what we do without them.
We're talking with Patrice Matamoros. She is the Pittsburgh Marathon Director, about this year's race, which is set to go off on Sunday morning, May 4th. And I've heard a number of runners say that the tough winter made training for this year's marathon difficult. Have you heard this?
Yes, we have. We've heard that, but we don't believe it because our registration numbers are still really high. We still sold out in about the same time we did last year. And we haven't had a lot of switches from the full marathon to the half. We have a lot of runners who's trained indoors. They trained on treadmills this year. And so far, we're experiencing very little attrition.
We've had some unusual weather this spring. How are you prepared to deal with weather conditions on Sunday?
We're really, really prepared. We have what we'll be doing is we'll be prepping runners with the instructions as we get closer to race day based on the weather predictions. But we are fully equipped in our medical tents along the course to handle anything from heat to extreme cold. So I feel like we're really ready. We have heat sheets for the runners for post-race for them to wrap around themselves if it's cold, and also if it's warm to help them cool down.
What is the ideal race weather?
Right now, the forecast and what they're forecasting in the weather is ideal. Looks like we'll finish in the low 60s, which is perfect. We'll start in the 40s. It's a little chilly, but runners are going to need to layer and bring something, put their clothes on, clothes that they don't want to wear or give away to Goodwill. So they'll wear those. They'll throw them off at the start. We collect over 2,000 pounds of clothes a year that people throw off when they get started.
And the Boston Marathon, there was a lot made of the fact that they are no longer, you know, there's always been a tradition with marathoners that you take off your sweats and you throw all your stuff in a bag, it gets thrown to a truck, and it meets you at the finish line. Do they still have that in Pittsburgh?
We do. We have a gear check. We have controlled gear check areas. There are three of them this year. At the expo, you'll receive a clear plastic bag in which you would put your contents in. They'll be checked when you check them in, and then they'll be part of gear check, so runners would pick them up when they're finished with running.
Now, who are the elite runners that we will see in the field this year, some of the bigger names that will be competing for that top prize for the men and the women?
Well, we have some really fantastic competitors this year. I'd say it's our strongest competitive field to date as of 2009. So we have the winner of the LA Marathon, both the male and the female winner. The female winner could actually break our course record, which is a 26-year-old record. In addition to that, we have our reigning champion, James Kierwick, who's coming back. He has won Pittsburgh 2 years in a row. He's coming back for his third win. So I think it's going to be really exciting to watch that. We have some great American participants, too. We have Olympic hopefuls, Clara Santucci, who's already qualified for the Olympic trials and was placed number one American in the Chicago Marathon. We have Ian Burrell, who is a half marathoner on the American side, and he's also an Olympic qualifier and a phenomenal runner.
And there are some special stories, just some unique individuals that are taking part in this race. What are some of the heartwarming stories that we have to look forward to on Sunday?
Well, we have, it's amazing. With 30,000 people, you get 30,000 stories. So some of the more compelling stories are we have five teams of police officers running for Rocco, the police dog. We also have two teams of homeless people running in the marathon relay. In addition to that, we have cancer survivors who are running and people who are still undergoing chemo or taking a break from chemo, and then they're going to step out on race day to run again.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
As you look to the future, what are the hopes that you have as far as growth of the Pittsburgh Marathon?
I think in terms of growth, we're really happy with where we're at right now, and we're looking to become a hot, hot race. I think we'd want to become a must-do race in North America, and I would really like to focus on limiting supply, increasing demand, and make this one of the better races that you want to put on your calendar to come to.
Well, in order to do that, I've got an idea for you.
Yes.
You know how they have water stops and everything?
Yes.
Pierogi stops.
I think that would be good.
Runners need to carb up.
They may not finish.
No, they may not. But if they don't eat too many, there's hope.
Yes.
And as far as some of the future goals that you have in mind, years ago, Pittsburgh was the Olympic trials. In fact, in 2000, they had the Olympic marathon trials here. Is that something that we might be able to have in the future? There's another Olympics coming around here in a couple of years.
Yes, we were actually invited to bid on the Olympic trials as a city. And we did not bid this year, but it's something that could be possible in the future. LA won the bid for the Olympic trials in 2015. So we're really excited about that. But we are an Olympic trials qualifier. So people can come here and qualify for the Olympic trials in Pittsburgh.
And why did you? Why was it decided that you would not bid this time around?
You have to raise a ton of money. You need to have a minimum of $2 million to be able to put one of the Olympic trials on.
So somewhere down the road.
somewhere down the road, it's possible.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to Sunday. The Pittsburgh Marathon will start Sunday morning, and it's always a great event. And the marathon director, Patrice Matamoros, has been visiting with us in Studio A. Patrice, thank you so much, and hope for a great race on Sunday.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.